Okay, we should be live. Okay. For Jenny, for notes.
Okay.
Do you want to just call the meeting say who's here for her, for the benefit, and...
Okay. We'll call the meeting to order first.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so if it's okay with you guys, I'll just kind of sort of step in his chair just for this meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And so in attendance is Patrick Frazier, Roseanne Van Loo, John Lulick, and Deb Lacona.
Lacona.
I knew I was going to get that wrong.
I wouldn't.
So we're going to conduct the meeting as according to the sheet here.
Rules and procedures and conduct of interest policy.
Yeah, no, this is a different one, honey. This is just for elections.
I received that from Jenny Bertram, the note taker for the Planning Commission and the Zoning Board. It's the Roberts Rules, I guess.
Okay, you know.
So that's where it came from. And I'm present just to sit in and Phil Adams to be assistance if you need it.
Yes. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I just wanted her to know who was attending, that's all.
So it says the election of officers shall be conducted as the first order of business. And this is done by vote of the membership for the following positions: the chair / co-chairs and the vice chair. Nominations for these positions will be done from the floor. The current chair, and we've already agreed that I'll be acting as the current chair, will call the meeting to order. We're in order now.
And the time's about 7:14, just so for her benefit, for her minutes.
7:14. Thank you. I can't see the clock from here.
Yeah.
The chair does anybody? He's got 7:13.
Well then, I'll correct it. Mickey Mouse. I read it wrong.
Sorry, I'm going to turn the sound off on my phone. I'm not.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I'm not fooling with my phone. I just want to make sure it doesn't
bother. That's a good idea. I forgot to do that.
So, yeah.
Do not disturb.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So I've called the meeting to order, and I will open the floor for nominations.
I would like to nominate Roseanne Van Loo as the chair of the zoning board.
Second.
All those in favor?
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, unanimous. Thank you guys. I appreciate the vote of confidence.
Now, can I put my hand up for vice chair, or I can't do that?
To nominate yourself?
Yes. Or I can't do that, no.
I don't know. I don't think you can nominate yourself.
No, I can't.
I don't know.
It doesn't say that here.
I'll nominate Patrick Frazier as my vice chair.
All I know.
Okay.
I'll probably spend more of my time everywhere else.
Pardon?
I'll be spending a lot of my time everywhere else.
Just not in the hospital anymore.
Please, yeah.
No, I got a lot of business going on over them.
Okay.
So I'm sorry, we should really go over what all officers are we... So you've got
the chair / co-chair. So there's only one. We only have one chair.
Okay.
And then the vice chair.
So the vice chair steps in when the chair can't. Absent.
Correct.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then the one other person we need...
Clerk.
Is the clerk.
Right.
So let's see. Okay, my name, you were supposed to say what your name was, and then you nominated, but that's okay.
I couldn't do it myself, so right. John did for me. John nominated.
No, I meant for when you nominated me.
I said second. Okay,
yes,
okay.
Chair asked the nominee if they consent to the nomination.
I nominated you.
Okay. Oh, Deb, I got to write that down. Deb nominated.
And I seconded Jen, Pat Frazier.
Seconded.
And we all voted unanimously.
Cherry unanimously. All right. So John nominated
Patrick.
John. nominated Patrick Frazier. And then we voted.
We need a second. Yeah, I don't know how that worked. You tell me.
Voted in favor.
We all voted in favor.
Okay.
Do you accept the nomination?
Yes.
I got to write down that I accepted.
Thank you.
Accept. Okay. There's any discussion. Okay.
Clerk.
We have one left, and that's the clerk. I would like to nominate Deb as clerk.
I would be happy to accept that nomination.
I'll second it, Pat Frazier.
Okay. Deb. Pat. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And you accepted.
Yep.
And this is chair, the clerk, thank you. Clerk, vice, chair. Okay. Okay. I guess we're all set with our positions. So I can put this away. Wrong one.
So do we have any other business for this evening?
Sorta.
Okay.
Phil was thinking that it would be, and this is what that is for.
Okay.
I gotta put this to the side. That we need to adopt the same rules of procedure as the Planning Commission, and what was the other one?
We actually have a thing to follow by Vermont State Statute.
Well, if you have something better than the way that's laid out, I suggest that because that's what's been
used. That's what Cindy always followed.
No, she followed what I gave her, which was the Planning Commission rules of procedure.
Okay. Well, I'll make a motion that we follow those. Rules and procedures and conflict of interest policy.
You want to look it over and make sure everything's acceptable to you?
Well, we've been following it anyway.
Yeah.
So. I have a copy of this home already.
Patrick's familiar with being on the Planning Commission, and Deb is as well.
Right.
It comes
I guess I'm the only odd man out, but I've been coming to the zoning board meetings for several years now, so I figure if she's been following this. So, may I have a motion to accept you?
I did.
Okay.
I'll second it.
All right, accept.
Do you want to verbally just state that for the recorder?
Right.
Okay, so motion.
John Woolick to adopt the rules and procedures and conflict of interest policy for the Town of Fairhaven Planning Commission is our.
And I, Deb, seconded it.
Rules. And then Deb second.
I don't know what's wrong with this.
And I don't know if you want to. Excuse me for interrupting. I mean, the
any discussion
be changed on that to reflect the zoning board rules and procedure and conflict of interest.
Yeah, I'll change that with my motion in that too.
Bill.
Yes.
Is there anything that you know with your many years of experience? Is there anything that you can think of that's in this that maybe isn't appropriate for
I do not think so. It's just going to give you that basic step-by-step for holding a meeting.
Mm-hmm.
If there is a potential conflict, how to deal with it.
Well, that's the main part of it anyway.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, the other parts are standard as well as far as decision-making, etc.
Okay.
So I can't think anything that you would not want this to follow as far as the same procedure goes, differently in some way.
If you went down to an E in that first page, you could read that policy part of it.
I mean, I'm familiar with it from being in the Planning Commission. I'm just asking because I've only been to a couple of zoning board meetings to know, like, is there anything?
That's a good question.
I don't think that there's a conflict for the zoning board compared to the procedure for the Planning Commission. I really don't.
Right.
If you look it over and you find that there's something that you think will be a conflict in some way, you can always amend and readopt. If you look things over, if you find something that you're not comfortable with for the zoning board to follow. But I think generically, you're going to find everything, and it should be easier for anyone chairing to be able to have that step by step.
Right.
Not to miss something and be more comfortable with operating a hearing, having that as a reference.
One thing that would come up to me would be like, if we are in here discussing a zoning board of discussion for an appellate, that if you were the neighbor, next door neighbor or something like that, you know, that would probably, well, you'd probably want to recuse yourself or something like that.
If you felt that there was a conflict, I'd certainly recommend that you voice it, you know, at the start of a meeting, and then it can be decided on whether you should recuse yourself or not, but just understand you've got four members and an alternate. You're going to need three in the positive to be able to approve something.
Right.
Well, what I was going to do is, before we haven't got to quite there yet, but was Rolls can do this because we need to have some more members.
Well, again, it's up to...
And have her go with the town manager. And
somebody to go to the town manager and show an interest, and then the select board appoints.
Right.
It's hard to find members for any, like, the Planning Commission.
Yeah, but we
had a real
hard time. I'm not always going to be here. Somebody else might not be either. You never can tell, so.
Yeah.
Well, you don't want to leave an applicant in the lurch because
That's why I brought that up.
Yeah, oh yeah. That's true.
I'm sorry, but I have lost my... I used to be really good at taking notes. Now I'm not.
Well, the thing is, we're recording it, so Jen is going to write up the minutes, so you don't need to worry.
At one time here, just curious of your year's experience, how many have we had on the ZBA and the planning?
Planning is... Around this number, it's gone up to 7, I think, at one time with the Planning Commission.
Right.
And the zoning board had stayed.
We've had 5 for a while.
Yep.
Oh, we've got Jake now. Well, he's going to be through the summertime. He's going to be busy, so.
So.
And then
they're right in that area.
They allowed the select board to change the numbers at any time, but my understanding is with this resignation, they haven't wanted to change.
They don't want to raise the numbers because then you need more people to be here.
Or reduce the number if they're hoping to get another person to take that time frame for a new appointment. The original member that resigned.
Right.
Normally, if somebody shows an interest and they decide to appoint them, they're appointed for the remainder of the term of the person that just resigned.
Right.
That I've seen in the past.
Yeah, aren't all the terms for the ZBA 1 year?
No.
No. They're staggered at different times.
Oh my God, I've been on it for how many years? I never knew that.
I've been on as many as I have sometimes.
You are the balance of 3 years, Roseanne. So your expiration is March 2027.
What's mine?
Deb, I'll get to you. Deb is the balance of 3 years, March 2027. John, 3 years, March 2026. Patrick is 3 years, 2027. And Cindy's term was 3 years, March 2027. Those are the existing terms. And they try not to have them expire
all together.
All at the same time.
Right. But we kind of have most of them.
But it would be nice for you to talk to Joel.
Just the way it's been.
Yeah, yeah. I'd like to see us have a couple more members.
I would. I personally would be comfortable with one more regular member. I think five is a good number for a board.
Well, we got five with Jake, but like I said, he's going to be...
Tell me, like, when me, when I started, I was something called an alternate. How does that work?
Well, again, an alternate is only called when they're needed to make like a quorum. Right. Someone's ill or on vacation. So you would call that person to be able to come and make a quorum to do business.
Right.
That's why they called Jake at the last meeting, because
so
I
Jake
wasn't able to make
alternate?
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
I was at one time an alternate. Cindy put me on. Yeah.
And that's what I've been up until just this past year.
That's the idea behind it.
I didn't realize that was the situation.
All your attention.
Now I get
the Amtrak train is now proceeding to go through the town of Fairhaven from Whitehall to Rutland at 50 miles an hour.
I have definitely...
And the freight train is now proceeding from Rutland to Whitehall, Whitehall back to Rutland at 40 miles an hour. So I sat down by the lights on the crossarms. When the lights come on, in less than 5 seconds, that train is on those crossbars. So don't run the crossbars.
No one.
And I hope the hell that somebody does something on the timing on those. I mean, I can't tell them because I don't have that authority.
You get stuck a lot, I know that.
Huh?
Those lights get stuck a lot where the bells or
yes,
lights
they
keep
do.
On.
Well, from, and that, and I'm timing the train from.
Okay. Hold on a second.
Go to last time I heard a couple of
them. News over here. Yeah.
Let's stick with the zoning board, then we can talk about that.
I want
that.
To get it on there.
Okay, so is there any more discussion regarding these rules?
No. Not for me, anyway.
Nope.
Okay, all in favor of accepting the Town of Fairhaven Rules of Procedure and Conflict of Interest Policy currently for the Planning Commission, but we're going to change that to the Zoning Board Commission.
Of Adjustment.
Zoning Board of Adjustment.
ZBA.
I'll just say ZBA. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
If this was given a quorum, so lack of
it,
it was unanimous.
Yes, you were.
You could say those opposed if you wanted to.
Those opposed, but I just, is the chair allowed to vote?
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does he feel? Guess somebody put a coat of shellac on here.
I'm not in maintenance of this. I'm sorry.
It's not your wheelhouse.
It's not in my job description.
Okay. So that's almost it. The only other thing we've got is we have received two applications for variances.
No, excuse me, I'm just going to correct you.
Okay.
It's an application for development in the flood hazard area.
Okay, applications for development in the flood area.
Hazard area.
We'll have to warn that.
Can I give a little bit of background to help you?
Sure.
They're from the same applicant, Jared Ellis. He owns two pieces of property.
I know them.
One at the corner of Cottage and Maple Street, where a building burned at one time.
Yep.
And wants to put a small dwelling there. And the other property is behind the grade school, behind the athletic fields to the east. He owns property a lot in that area.
And it goes back to the river.
Correct, and he wants to put a treehouse and two camping platforms in that area, and that is in the floodway part of the flood hazard area. So both have to, anything.
And it's different.
It's different in that it's floodway, not floodplain.
Right.
Floodplain is supposed to be able to be built in following the regular rules in the zoning. Floodway is supposed to normally be no build, no fill. It's an area that is more intense with flooding, but that also has the ability to get approval if it meets the criteria for building there. So you all, I'd suggest just look at your zoning for the flood hazard area and just familiarize yourself with the regular flood hazard, what the requirements are, and the floodway. So Mr. Ellis hired an individual to do the work on the application to get it correct, to follow all the regulations. And so his packet is pretty complete. The only thing I found missing was information on the house itself, floor plan, and where the utilities were going to go. So
pre-existing utilities on that building on.
Yeah, but I'm saying the actual in the building itself where things are going to be installed in relation to the...
Okay.
So we have regulations that say you had to build, and I'm sorry to take time doing this,
no, but
I want you all to understand that you have to build at least 1 foot over the base flood elevation for that location. So that lot that the house is proposed, the house is going to be elevated to be 1 foot, or actually, I think 2 foot above from his presentation. And he is, it is also being sent to the state floodplain manager for our district, because that's a requirement of the zoning as well. And his expertise should red flag anything that he feels is not, you know, correct.
How long is the turnaround time usually for the state?
They have a certain amount of time.
They got 30 days.
In the zoning. I think it is 30 days, John. I'll double check it now to give you that.
Because I was going to suggest September 15th as the meeting for this, but if we have to wait for stuff to come from the state...
Well, it isn't required. Well, it's required to have...
the approval.
Have it reviewed by the state.
So it's not...
Well, it might be... If we don't... If they don't have to have the result back before we decide, it still might be good to have that result back from the state so that we have their expertise to guide us.
I would like that.
It says prior...
Yeah, definitely.
In the procedures prior to issuing a permit, a copy of the application and supporting information shall be submitted by the administrative officer to the State National Floodplain Insurance Program Coordinator at the Vermont Agency of Natural Resources, Department of Environmental Conservation, River Management Sections, in accordance with blah, blah, blah. Permit may be issued only following receipt of comments from the agency or the expiration of 30 days from the date of the application, from the date the application was mailed to the agency, whichever is sooner. Okay, so they have that much time, and in his paperwork...
So we do have to wait for the state approval.
Well, I recommend...
Or at least 30 days.
Yeah, 30 days.
Or at least 30 days.
30 days, yeah.
I honestly would prefer, even if we don't get it within the 30 days, I would really much prefer to have that report back from the state before we try to have a meeting.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I'm just trying to see what your time frame is for processing and...
Because we have to do it
within a certain time.
That's what I
think we have.
Is it 45 days?
I never pay attention to that because it's usually, you know, quite quick.
When did they submit this application?
When did they submit it? It's written
July 28th. Is this date on the app?
Yeah, and I wrote in on the second page there your form when I received
August 7th. Date of submittal, August 7th.
So is that the date that the clock starts?
First week in September.
Right, exactly.
They're both the same, right?
Same.
You got them both the same?
Just fall around.
Yeah.
You get the 45-day time clock after you adjourn a hearing.
Right.
45 days after you have a hearing.
Yep. After you close a hearing, yes. So you would close your hearing,
yeah,
deliberate, and you have 45 days to get a written decision to someone.
Right.
Following the close.
Yeah, so you got to get the decision out like the day after in order to get it to them through the mail.
Yeah,
lately.
Seriously, it is something to think about nowadays.
Well, I know we got 45 because it says so here, but same as the Planning Commission. I'm reading these
on stuff like this. With the zoning board, the written decisions, are they like the written decisions that we had before? For the same general format and...
The important things about a written decision is to have it flow like you're telling a story. In other words, the information at first is who it is that's come to see, you know, what they're being reviewed under, what the findings are, that you're talking to the applicant, what your findings are, your conclusion after having those findings, and then your final decision.
Okay, so I'm just asking, like, in the Planning Commission, you know, we make a lot of decisions where there's not a written decision, but we had a couple of them when I was clerk there, so I'm just asking now that they've gone and accepted
it,
nobody.
It would follow the same type of deal, yes, it's just you're going over the criteria that involves the zoning board rather than planning commission site plan review.
So my question is, with the zoning board, does every application have a written decision like that?
Yes.
Okay.
The zoning board is different. The planning commission has that option of bypassing a site plan review, which requires a written decision. The zoning board...
We have to have
a hearing. Anything that comes to the zoning board all have to have a public hearing
and a written
decision.
Yeah, okay, gotcha.
Yep, that's the difference.
Yep. That's what I thought.
So I'm not finding that right away. I wanted to...
I think it's about the same, though.
You think?
Yeah, don't remember ever having to go before them. Well, we did with Tomasi, remember? To get his building down there on where he is?
Oh, yeah.
On
River Street. Well, I get that clarified for you, and I'll let you know.
Let Rose know, don't you? Let the rest of us know. Then you're going to be on the phone ding-a-ling-a-ling-a all the time.
Mm-hmm.
How's your adventure going?
Pardon?
How's your adventure on Main Street going?
My adventure closed 2 weeks ago.
You did?
Yep.
I know how much I've been around town then.
Pardon?
You know how much I've been around town then.
Yeah. That's all right.
In our rules of zoning, just so you know, the board shall adopt rules of procedure and rules of ethics with respect to conflicts of interest to guide its official conduct as required under blah, 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 Act so-and-so in Vermont's open meeting law.
Yep.
So that's why I was stressing it's a good idea to have that so it can't come back to bite you that we have no rules as supposed to have by state law. Well, I'll keep looking on that, but I'm not sure of the time frame once you receive an application with when it is supposed to be. I mean, it should be something that you can't postpone something forever and an applicant sits on their hands forever. So, but I'll have to...
Was he wanting to, when you talked with them, are they trying to do this summer?
No, they're trying to go through the process, yes. I mean, he's worked to get all this information together.
No,
he's
what I mean,
not
looking to actually do construction.
I do not know. I haven't talked to Jared. I just talked to
the city. That platform will be up in the air higher than what the floodwaters would be anyway.
Yeah, and he's talking about primitive camping, like a primitive...
Yeah.
State allowed primitive camp, but that is in the floodway and it's different, so it'd be interesting to see what the state gentleman comments about it.
Yeah, you know, I would not be comfortable in...
The platforms may be have to be higher than the high water mark.
I do not know.
I know.
It's a new one. I've
been through some of the stuff on it, so...
Well, if you read our zoning, normally you have to have an engineer's review to say something is possible to put it in the floodway and not increase the flood velocity or hazard by having something getting picked up and drawn down and clog up
the bridge,
and make something worse. So this gentleman indicates that doesn't need to be done. And so I'm interested to see what...
Yeah, I most certainly would be interested in seeing that.
Yeah.
Yes, I would like to make a motion that we wait to set the meeting up.
So you need to entertain a motion since you're the chair.
Okay. Again, I've never been a chair. That's why I was... Yeah. Okay, I would like to entertain a motion that we wait on the report from the state before we...
Accept the application.
Is it accept the application? We've already accepted
You've already accepted the payment and...
But
and
before we schedule a hearing for this.
To
deliberate this.
For both applications, both properties?
For both properties.
All right.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Okay.
I can think of how high the water came up one time.
We've had the playing fields flooded quite a few times.
We've been down there with our kayaks.
Yeah.
Receive.
It's an awful thing to say, isn't it?
The report.
Especially on the recording.
From the state regarding both.
You know, Jen's going to write a detailed minutes based on the recording. You don't need to write it all down, it's fine.
Well, it was kind of garbled. My suggestion for the motion was a little garbled, so I'm trying to
clean it up.
From
how's your air conditioner working?
Jared.
Mm-hmm. How's your air conditioner working?
Alice.
Or
fine.
How about you?
I got two of them.
It's that kind of weather.
From Jared. Alice.
My wife says, how do you pay the electric bill? I said, with money.
Date.
Do have a question for you about commissions and select board and all that that pertains to this MBA too. And I'm just curious about something because somebody asked me that. That was a great question because it fell on when time was out when I was on the high school board.
Did you second that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
Not many times.
Are we protected if somebody was to sue us individually as board members?
I don't know.
Is it in our insurance for how we have to get it ourselves?
That's a town manager question.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, I can't answer that.
All in favor? Any more discussion?
Any more discussion, yeah.
Any more discussion?
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Thank you.
Motion carried unanimously.
That's a manager, the town manager question.
Yeah, I don't know what your liability might be. You know, if someone wanted to sue and said you disregard a conflict of interest or, you know, whatever it might
be. We had a right at the high school. Remember that when Russ Pinkel was on and his was covered under umbrella under his own insurance.
I don't have
But Ron told us at the time, Ron Ryan, when he was superintendent, no, we're not covered. We're like, wow, we never knew that.
Yeah, I don't know, Patrick.
Yeah, I'll have to find it out, all right.
There's a thing going on now that I don't dare discuss here.
Don't discuss it in the meeting. It's not meeting related.
Does anybody have anything else they would like to discuss during this meeting?
No, ma'am. No.
Patrick?
Yeah?
No, ma'am.
Can I ask, is those two applications, are they going to be handed to Deb?
I was going to hand them back to you for now.
Okay.
When we get the report back, you can get Deb a call and we'll schedule. Should we do a meeting just on our own just to go over the report from the state? No.
No. I would say that when you have your actual hearing on both the applications, and I'd suggest doing them concurrently,
right,
having one first and having the second to follow, that you bring up any of that information in your discussion with the applicant.
Can we get copies of their report? Can all four of us get copies?
I do not know why you could not.
Yeah, and so we can look it over before we have that meeting.
It would be nice to have time to consider it if there's anything.
I don't know whether they would be required to do that, the applicant, but I can certainly call the gentleman and ask.
He's pretty good about things like that.
Yeah, I mean, the state ban is, and it's public information.
Right.
But I don't know whether the applicant can be required to submit that to you before you have a hearing.
And we can't discuss it outside of a meeting.
No, you can't.
Right.
I mean, you could get the information to look over.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying.
Oh, so the report doesn't come back to you, the report goes to Jared?
It would go from this gentleman's information. He's been in contact with him about the development, and hopefully there would be comments back from him, from the gentleman that is doing the applications for Jared. But I will check and see. Normally it's myself that takes an application and sends it off to the state man, mm-hmm, for a reply.
So, but you don't get the reply.
He should reply to me, yes.
So when you get the reply,
I should be able to supply it to you all.
Okay.
On both projects.
Just so we have that knowledge going into that hearing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I'm not an expert on it. You aren't an expert on it.
Absolutely.
I rely on the state ban to make sure the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed with flood hazard applications.
Absolutely.
Because I could easily miss something trying to go through our requirements and not have it correct.
And the guy from the state could come back and just say, no, he can't do this. And then that takes it out of our hands.
That's correct. That's my feeling. I've always told applicants it's better to work with the state man and make sure that he's a happy camper before you come for your local approval.
But they didn't do that.
Well, they have in progress, is my understanding, in reading his cover letter on things. But there's been nothing come back that I'm aware of at this time.
Okay.
And I'll call the applicant's representative and say, you know, we need to have the state man's comments on this, and the zoning board would like it, you know, prior to having their hearing.
And really, if there's this timing that we have 45 days after the hearing, I don't imagine we're going to need 45 days to deliberate and line up with,
So the
wait is waiting for that report from the state more than anything, and it might take a week or 10 days to write up just being realistic with my schedule, what's going on as clerk, like, it might take me 2 weeks to
Sure, and that's reasonable.
I'll go over stuff I've figured out in the last year and a half.
You got 45 days.
Regarding timing, that's been the hardest thing for me with being the clerk, is the timing.
Mm-hmm.
How much time do you have to do? Getting the warning out to the paper.
Mm-hmm.
Then the paper, you need to have, the deadline for the paper is Friday,
mm-hmm,
but it doesn't come out till Wednesday. So you have to go by Wednesday, not Friday, that you're giving it to them.
Right.
And I always got that. I always started counting, and then wound up having to put it out an extra week, because you have to have those 15 days from the time it's in the paper.
Right.
And I would be looking at the calendar and counting from Friday.
Right.
And it doesn't work that way. You have to go that extra week.
Gotcha.
That's why I was putting it out to the 15th of September, because I was going to do up the warning this weekend, and then get it to Roy next Friday, and then it would be in the paper the following Wednesday. 15 days from that would put it into the second week of September. So then we would schedule for the 15th of September. But now we have to wait for this report. Mm. But anyway, that's how I came up with the 15th of September. Yeah. So it's just, and I'll get you, you know, the list of everybody with their phone numbers and addresses and everything. I'll get all that stuff to you.
Okay.
Copies of all that. But yeah, I just figured I'd give this back to you until we get that report
back.
Okay,
that's fine. The only other thing that I might bring up for you all to decide is a finished decision. Before, the board had agreed to have the chair sign the finished decision, read it over and sign it to complete it. And if you wanted to follow that same procedure, or do you all want to sign off on a decision, or what's your pleasure on a issuing a decision?
We can motion to have the chair sign off on it.
It's what we've done in the past, right?
Yep.
So well, rather than hunting everybody down,
right, that's what we quite
if you trust your chair to review it and you know, give the blessing on it, that's certainly an easy way to finish it.
Who was the second on that? Was there a second on that?
Was there a motion on that?
Yes, John just made the motion.
I will second it.
Any discussion? I'm getting better at this. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Aye, by the way.
It was unanimous, Jen.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, these procedural things are kind of important. They'll catch you if you don't, you know, it's
all
about. And often as you meet or don't meet, sometimes you can have a dry period, have no business forever, but then sometimes you have multiples.
I think there was almost a year.
It was.
In between, it was 2 years ago, there was almost a year. We didn't have any meetings whatsoever.
Exactly.
And then all of a sudden,
at the beginning of this year, as soon as I found myself clerk, I still haven't figured out how that happened. All of a sudden, every other week.
Our clerk left us. without any orders.
Who was the clerk?
Bonnie
Rosati was.
Oh, she had a hell of a lot of nerve.
Yeah.
And she played on it. She played on us with it.
Oh, I miss Bonnie. Okay, so is there anything else that anybody would like to discuss?
No, ma'am.
I will entertain a motion.
To adjourn.
To adjourn.
So made. So moved.
So before you do that, just hit me. Do you guys want, when I find out from Joe that answer, do I bring it back to you guys and let you know if we're covered or not?
Yeah, you can tell.
Yeah, because that's an interesting question. Yeah, I'll find that out.
John moved to adjourn. I'll second that.
I'm sorry. Yep.
You're all right. No problem, Patrick.
Okay.
Can you find your way home, all right, from here?
John.
I think I know the way.
Motion.
To adjourn.
To adjourn.
Seconded by Deb.
Well, we've already been an hour. That's not bad.
Second.
You've done a lot.
And discussion.
Yeah, I asked about if we're covered as a board or individually or at all by somebody was a
solicitor. The air noise. Is that the air machine?
What brought that up was somebody asked me that one.
Did they shut it off?
Or when I was on a school board,
shut it off?
We found out it
worked. All the time, John.
Let us know if
we're covered.
We are covered.
As a town, or how would I word that? As a board?
They want $9,000 to put one in our home.
I don't know, Patrick, if that's your question, is it there some kind of insurance for being sued as a board member or not?
If
liability insurance.
Were to be
Jen's gonna
sued.
Write that up.
individually. I'm actually writing this out. I'm going to have Phil make a quick copy to give to.
Have you ever seen a Walmart on the Bullocks?
He's so individual.
Well, I'm going to have a copy to give to Jenny. Is she going to be doing the minutes?
Yep.
Because Jen's going to listen and she will write a far more detailed minutes than your notes, honestly. She'll have it ready in a couple of days and you'll be like,
I'm writing this out so that he knows. He said, how does he word it?
How do I write it to Joe when I ask him that?
Do it individually. As board members.
Jules used to do that.
Okay, so this is what I put.
Yep.
You will let us know if we are covered by the town insurance if we were to be sued individually as board members. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Patrick and I are going to take him home.
Are you closing
yes.
the meeting at a certain time?
Meeting is now adjourned as of 7:55.
I have 7:57 on my watch.
Uh-oh.
You did that to me,
yeah.
So I'm
hey, you're right. You're right, Phil.
Let me turn this off.
Okay.
Now I'll tell you guys something. Down there where...